Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censor. As you can tell, my voice is somewhat going. And no, it has nothing to do with the club scene. It has nothing to do with going out to the club. Because if I was going out to the club, it was to go out there and dance and do what it do. And make my chest pop. That's what the club's for. Not talking. Nah, it's just some other undisclosed reason that is unknown to me. And no, I'm not sick. It's just the voice is gone because I've been using it so much. Just been talking, chatting. And I've been talking and chatting, trying to figure out this whole mouth breathing campaign, because I'm eventually going to get back into the game. Right now, I'm still doing the shade thing, and the shade thing's almost over. Shade thing is almost over because, you know, the whole New Year's resolution, 6 months, that's it. And I perfected it to the best of my ability, the shade throwing. And now it'll be time for me to turn my focus on my revitalizing my mouth breathing campaign, making sure everything goes a-okay with that, because things sometimes have a tendency to go rightward. I'm pretty sure you thought I was gonna say leftward, and people say things go left, but hey, I am left. Left is me. So things go right. When things go right, see? Like how it sound? Exactly. When things go rightward, you just gotta go with the flow. You just gotta let it happen. Know enough if it's possible and just let it happen. Because I went to this movie, this 3D, 4D movie, one of them. And I know, I'm the same person to say we can only see so many, habla, blah, 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 with the pixels and the colors and the dimensions. Yeah, still the same guy, but that information and knowing that information will give you an inside track on me and where I might end up, but it's not relevant to what I'm about to tell you. It really doesn't matter. But if you know it, just know you are an elite group that I like to call in my circle of knowledge. You are in my circle of knowledge, and I'm probably not going to remember that. So, yeah, circle of knowledge. It's not the circle of trust anymore. It's a circle of knowledge. And I have a cool button thingy to prove it. So when things went rightward, when I went to see this 3D, 4D movie, what have you, I'm going in here not really knowing what to expect. No, I'm going to get some spectacles. No, I'm going to get some, you know, 3D, 4D glasses, goggles, or something to put on my face to enjoy the movie. And I'm a noob. This was my first time. I didn't know what to expect. And the people that I was with was not going to tell me because I didn't want to know the secret. I didn't want to know. I just wanted to be surprised. I wanted to be shook. I wanted to just get that feeling. Was like, ooh, yeah. So this is what it's all about. I like it. Give me more. I just wanted that feeling of something new, that new adventure, ooh, I'm going to remember this. I'm going to remember everything about this. Sensory overload. I remember it all. I can go back down to the exact day, the exact time, the exact second. Well, maybe not second, but you get the picture. I wanted everything to just be able to tie in and just link it to other things. And I have be able to recall more information based off of this new experience, that I really, really, really enjoyed. That's what I'm thinking. that's my end game. That's what I'm hoping that this turn out to be. And obviously, it didn't go that way. It went rightward. Obviously, it didn't go that way. It went rightward. The things that I was expecting, I got a little of it. I got some of it. I didn't get all of it. And I definitely got surprised. And I didn't get surprised, or surprised, ha-ha. I got surprised, WTF. I got surprised, WTF, because I was just taken back. I was just taken aback. I was not expecting what happened to happen. And I had no one to blame but myself. But I wasn't playing a blame game then. I wasn't going to blame anybody. I was going to blame myself. I was going to blame the people that I was with. I was going to blame the movie. I had no intentions of blaming anyone. But if I had someone to blame, I would have blamed myself, because I could have just went to the internet or the interwebs or on my little computer and just Googled, Yahooed, or searched whatever I needed to figure out what's gonna happen.
But what about the movie itself?
See, I wasn't gonna do that with the movie. I was just gonna see what happens during 3D, 4D movies. What should I expect? The experience. Will I get this sensory overload? Will I be able to recall all kinds of information and things? Will I be able to link all kinds of information and things to my memory and be able to recall on hand, because I had my sensory overload, I should say. I could have cheated as in being searched and looked for this, or I could have asked, or I could have just made an educated guess that it's going to be this way. Yet that educated guess, it wouldn't have helped me. It would not have helped me, because there was no way I was going to have an educated guess and guess what actually happened, because I wasn't expecting it. If I was expecting it, I would have been prepared. I would have just threw my hands up like, oh, nope, not here, not today. Welcome to the block party. Welcome to the block party. And no, I'm not talking about blocking on social media. I'm talking about blocking, knocking the ball, and anything coming in my direction, I'm knocking it back down. If it was only that simple, and if it was only that easy, I would sing and dance. But I can't sing and I can dance, though. Or I can't sing and dance, because I can sing. I sing like a bird. So I'm told. Well, I wasn't expecting what happened. So the movie started and got the glasses on. I'm seeing like all the dimensions that I'm allowed to see, because I'm a human and I have the eyes that I have. Perfect vision. Yes, yes, yes. And it's kind of cool, because I'm like, oh, I can almost touch it. It's not really real, but I think it's really real. This is not happening. This is cool. And then there was a part of the movie where it was outside and the wind was blowing. And then I can just feel the wind blowing on my skin. It's like, wow, I am like really in this. So the wind's blowing and I'm like, woo, yeah. And then there was another part where it was like clouds or something. And then it was like bubbles and getting the full experience. Everything that was taking place and everything that was happening, it was happening and it was taking place as if it was real. And I had the glasses on. I had the shades on. Shades at night. Making everything seem more than just two-dimensional. I got all this stuff that's attacking my sensories as well. Now, with all this going on, I should have been able to put two and two together to get four. However, I put two and two together and I got a question mark. I put two and two together and I got an X. I put two and two together and I got the the frowny face. That's an emoji, y'all. That's an emoji. That's what happened when I put two and two together. Yeah, I wasn't on my game. I got too relaxed. I just got laid. I was just so laid back and I was just in chill mode. I was like, I'm chilling today. Chill mode. Chill mode on. And some people, sometimes they have no chill at all. They leave, they chill at home. They leave, they chill bottled up. They leave, they chill somewhere else. Me and my chill, we were together watching this movie, enjoying, having a good time. It's like, hey, how you doing, chill? Oh, I'm chilling. What about you? You know I'm chilling too, son. Word. Let's chill. Let's chill. Exactly. So I'm kicking it with right beside with my chill mode, chill right there. So I was unable to put two and two together and get four. I was unable because I was preoccupied. I had my mind set on the eventual end game, which being able to utilize this moment, utilize this experience, utilize everything about this and being able to link other information to this experience and to this day and to this time so I can be able to recall it. That's what I was thinking about. That was my end game. Other than paying attention and enjoying the movie and having a sensory overload. Therefore, that's why when it came time for a certain part of the movie, when let's say rain was introduced, water was introduced, you know, aqua, liquid, H2O, when all of that was introduced. Yeah, all that was introduced, so it got introduced. And as this was taking place, I had my mouth open, and I had my mouth open, and I was breathing out of my mouth because, you know me. I'm trying to become the leader of the mouth breathers. So every chance, every opportunity I get, I got to breathe through my mouth. I got to breathe out my mouth. I gotta practice breathing. Inhale, out here. With the mouth. Mouth breathing. And when that water part came up, I obviously, no doubt, had my mouth open. And whatever liquid that was that they were shooting out or shooting around, I got a good taste of it. And I couldn't tell you what it actually was. I'm just convincing myself that it was water. I'm convincing myself that the liquid was water. I'm convincing myself that the liquid was high quality H2O, high quality kind, the purified kind, maybe the spring water kind, the mountain water kind, whatever. It was some high quality stuff that went in my mouth and that I swallowed. The high quality stuff. I was not expecting that. I was not expecting the water to shoot out in my mouth. Because when I started getting hit with liquid, I felt that, okay, yeah. Maybe somebody, you know, had a pop or something and it just dripped down and hit me more than once. More than once, yet that wasn't the case. Yet that was not the case. The case was this was a part of the show. This was a part of the movie. This was a part of the experience. Part of the experience was getting wet, wind, bubbles. This was a part of the full experience. So me eventually getting this liquid stuff in my mouth because I'm trying to become a mouth breather. I'm trying to be the leader of the mouth breathers. I'm trying to revitalize my campaign of becoming a mouth breather. It was going to happen. It was bound to happen. And I couldn't mind read. I couldn't utilize my intuition. I couldn't utilize any other resource that I had readily available with me because I was focus, focus like a laser beam on the end game. Focus like a laser beam on the end game of me being able to utilize this experience. And what turned out, I can't utilize the experience. I can't utilize the experience. So me focusing and wishing and hoping so hard that this experience is going to help me in the long run. It's going to help me. I'm going to have so much fun linking this back, linking this back, linking it back here. None of that took place. None of that happened. I have yet to form any links back to that. The only thing that I can remember from the experience is getting this water that I'm assuming is high quality H2O, that I'm assuming that did not affect me, that I'm assuming that not going to have any negative consequences with me and my health in the future in my mouth. And it wasn't just like it just was a little squirt here or there and I just got like a little splash. Oh, no, my mouth was open and I was breathing and I just felt like it just go in and just and I swallowed all of it. And you know, when you mess around and you make a mistake and swallow something that you don't want to swallow, you know, like seawater, and you like, wow, seawater, it is salty and it has like this weird aftertaste. Seawater is salty and it have this weird aftertaste. I hope this weird aftertaste isn't some kind of algae or amoeba or something that's really, really dangerous. That's what you say to yourself. That's what you convince yourself. That's what you hope to yourself is the case. But then somehow you come across and, well, somehow you come across this scientific research, you know, science, boo, 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 hoo, no science. Let's do anti-science. You come across this scientific research that tells you that the seawater contains all of this stuff. And this is the reason why it tastes salty. And as soon as you see that, and as soon as you read that, yeah, everything turns upside down. Everything turns upside down. So I'm not going to go looking for what kind of water, yes, air quotes, water that they use to spray out that end up getting in my mouth and I end up swallowing. I'm not going to research that out. I'm not going to try to figure out. I'm not going to try to find it. Some things I'm just going to say, I don't want to know. And for me to say that, and for me to say, I don't want to know something, you know, it's got to be serious. When have I ever, ever just willingly say that? I don't want to know. I don't want to know. No, 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 no. I am trying to get as much information as possible. I am trying to get sensory overload. I'm trying to get information overload. I'm trying to know, to know, to know, to know. I want to learn. Reading is fundamental. Learning is fun. I want to learn all the time. I want some edumacation. I want knowledge. Give me the knowledge. Give it to me now, or you'll be sorry. And so for me to come and say that I don't want to know, I don't want to know. This got to be something serious. And if it's something that serious, how am I ever going to link it to something? How am I ever going to just say, oh, okay, I really need to remember this. I really need to recall this. And I'm going to link it back to that experience. It's not going to happen. If anything, I am trying to forget that experience. If anything, I am just trying to forget what happened. What happened? Because sometime you have to charge something to the game, and this is not a charge to the game moment. This is a I don't want to know. And something else that I don't want to know, I don't want to know an NHL playoff game without a game seven. I want to know game sevens. If I couldn't know what a Game 7 experience was like or Game 7 feeling was like in the NHL playoffs, and you know the NHL playoffs is like a coin flip. Sometimes the best team win, but sometimes teams just get hot and you get the buck luck that I've been talking about that I'm just so stuck on because I like the way it sound. I like the way it come out and roll out my mouth and my, hey, wait a minute. It's not like the water situation, is it? Okay, it's not. Game 7 NHL playoffs is like, it's like not any other experience that you can experience. Game 7s in general are good to go. Game 7s on NHL playoffs is where it's at. It gets no better than that. Don't believe? Don't believe? How about this, non-believer? Go back and research some of the NHL Game 7s in the playoffs. And you tell me, wait a minute, how many NHL Game 7 playoff games there's been so far? Exactly. Pay attention. Pay attention. Take your hater cape off. Take your hater suit off. And put on your glasses and say, NHL playoffs, I'm here for the experience. I'm here for the sensory overload. 2 + 2 = 4. Just don't swallow the water. Just don't swallow the water.